Our next speaker, Heather Dawson. Heather is a partner with Mercer. She's got 17 years of experience in the financial services industry in the US, Australia and New Zealand. Heather's passion is delivering right products, tools and service experience to help members retire with security. A lot of work on education and that sort of thing with members. So talking about the member from the financial experience, I'd like to ask Heather Dawson. Thank you.
Well, good morning, everyone, and I'm delighted to be here. I've said to six people already today, no, I'm not an actuary, but I am Gen X, and I think I agree with you. I don't necessarily know if we know how to describe ourselves, but I've been, as Barry said, I've been working with members, with investors for 18 years, and the best job I've ever had was 18 years ago when I first started, and I came out of University of Nebraska, and somebody said, would you like to travel around the U.S. and talk about retirement planning? And what caught me was traveling, right? Because I was a kid from Nebraska. I'd only been on one plane in my life. Started traveling around the U.S. and talking about 401k plans and the importance of saving for retirement. And I was hooked from that point on. And since then, I've tried very hard to stay close to trying to understand the fears, the needs, the behaviors that people have as they think about investing for the future. So with that, the thing that has struck me throughout the 18 years, and I'm going to share some results from some research we've recently done, two things have always struck me. There's a real desire for people to do the right thing. There's a real desire for people to plan and save for their future. But there's a tremendous amount of fear associated with that. And sometimes that fear leads to people not taking any action at all and being paralyzed by the decisions that they make. As one basic example, when I used to do a lot of investment meetings, people would have a choice of 10 different investment options, and not knowing what to do, they just put 10% of their money on each one of the lines next to each one of the 10 investment options. And that's what we're dealing with when we talk about financial services and helping people prepare for the future. All the education and work we're doing is so very important, but at the fundamental issue is there's a lot of fear and indecision that happens when people have to take charge. So at Mercer, we try to keep studying and keep listening to what people's needs are. And I'm just going to share with you just a few quick slides on some of the sentiments that's coming through from working Australians. We study and research 1,000 working Australians, 25 to 65 years old, every 6 months. Not necessarily customers of ours, just a random sample of 1,000 working Australians. And when I was asked to present, I wanted to just share with you some of these insights just so that as you work over the next couple of days and you debate issues, that you keep hopefully some of the sentiment in mind in terms of the fear and the issues and the challenges that real Australians are facing as it comes to preparing for their future. So we do this sentiment index, and every 6 months we take a look at how people are feeling about super and their perceptions, and we base it on five key factors, five key metrics, and that's their perception as super as a retirement savings vehicle, trustworthiness, their investment performance, their anticipated reliance on super in the future, and their concern about share market volatility. We combine those scores, come up with an overall sentiment. As you can see, we've moved over the last 2 years from moderate sentiment to fair sentiment, and at our lowest point yet. And there's a lag in that sentiment with the share market. Even though share markets have returned and the all ords is up, the sentiment is still quite low. And the reason is people have really been stung, obviously, by the share market volatility. And a lot of people didn't realize, interestingly enough, the correlation between how the share market was doing and their own balance and their super fund. I know that's hard for all of you to imagine, but that correlation they never really made until very recently. And it's weakest for people that are younger and weakest for women. And it's highest among people that we have asked if they've sought advice, and highest among people that have a positive view overall of super. A couple other quick things. On a good note, too, though, 3 in 5 working Australians still see it as a great way to save for retirement. In fact, most people say it's going to be my primary way I have income at retirement. But we're still a long ways off from the highest score we got, which was 2 years ago, and 79% of people said it's an excellent or good or excellent way to save for retirement. And particularly, people have experienced a roller coaster of emotions. It's interesting, as Frank was saying, that people
really rate their experience on what's happening to them right now. When we first started doing a sentiment survey, people were concerned about long-term, will I have enough money at retirement? When the share market was going through its volatile period, it was what's happening today with my account balance. And most recently, again, it's anxiety again about the future. Will I have enough money? Now, I know all of you are actuaries in the room, and you didn't hear a word I just said because you realize this doesn't add up to 100% as you looked at this. So 3% of the people actually said, I don't know. I don't know if it's a good way to save for the future. But the good news is here is that working Australians still want to learn more. There's still a desire, there's still an aspiration to develop more of an understanding about super, and it's obviously our challenge to keep making it clearer and more understandable for people. And people say, if I want to go get advice, I'll go to one, my super fund, or I'll go to a financial advisor. So at least we're not going to the barbecues anymore and asking, but we're actually seeking advice generally in the right direction. Just a couple of more points here. I think these are the real challenges that I hope as a group, as an intelligent group of people, as an industry body, you'll debate some of these issues. Despite all the education and work around financial literacy, which is incredibly important, only 11% of working Australians in the research we've done have said that I've given a lot of thought about the future, about the retirement, and I've made many preparations. Only 11% of people have said that. Now, if you followed some and read some of what's happened in the U.S. in the past, and they've tried to measure the outcome of education on behavioral change, you might know this, that even when somebody goes to an education seminar, 50, 60% of them will say, yeah, I'd like to do something here. I'm excited to make some positive changes, maybe save more, change my investment strategy. But guess what the results were about 6 months later when they took a look at the behavioral change? Less than 10% of people actually made any changes at all. And that's the challenges we face. So education is important, but not necessarily everything in terms of trying to help people have a secure retirement. Of particular concern in the subgroup analysis we did in this particular question was that only 1 in 3 individuals over age 50 had at least made some preparations for retirement. So there's a tremendous amount of the older, again, the baby boomers particularly, still not feeling like they're prepared for retirement. And correlated with that, related to that obviously, is that most people feel they'll be less financially secure in the future. In fact, over age 50, 75% of people said, I expect I'll be less comfortable in retirement. And I find that surprising in many ways, or I guess maybe a challenge for us, because Australia particularly has one of the best, if not the very best, retirement income systems in the world. So we're on the right track, but it just shows you how far we have to go to help individuals believe and have the trust and the confidence and to do the right things to feel like they're going to have a financially secure and comfortable retirement. And the final thing I'll leave you with before we turn it over to questions, we talked about trust earlier today. In fact, Frank, that was the last comment that he made around trust. Perhaps the biggest challenge that we face as a financial services industry is rebuilding trust among people. This is the lowest trust score we've received in the 3 times we've done the research. And it's possible that perhaps working Australians blame their super fund for the share market volatility or the low investment or the returns that they've gotten. And certainly the GFC and legislative changes, some negative publicity has added to that. But particularly, too, deeper inside that particular question is that only 2 in 5 felt that their own fund, their primary fund that they were in, was financially secure. So what's this all mean? So I leave you with the first slide that I gave you. I think it's a real call to action for many of us, and all of you in the room are key to helping uncover how we might go forward. But with trust, confidence low, people feeling not prepared for retirement, I think it's an opportunity for us to change the way we approach and think about retirement planning and helping people get on the right track for retirement. So we have to acknowledge and listen to the voice of the members that are saying that, and acknowledge the fact that, yes, education and support in that way is so fundamentally important, no one would debate that. But perhaps there's something better we can do for the majority of people who aren't going to take action, who the 70 or 80% of people that are sitting in a default and not knowing if they're on the right path for retirement. Perhaps there's better solutions and ways we could help make sure that even in the case of not taking action, we can get you on a secure path for retirement. I'm hopeful that we can. So, again, I thank you for asking me to be here, and I thank you for debating some of these human issues that the three of us tried to share with you today, from the trends, the big demographic trends, down to the wants and needs, all the way to the sentiment that working Australians are sharing with us today. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Heather.